Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice International Film Festival. I'm in company of Todd Phillips, who's here because he directed Joker. It's in competition. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So as I was telling you before starting, on paper, that was the most challenging thing, to adapt something that technically is a comic book film, and then it's totally another thing. It's an exploration on the human mind of... I think Joker stands in the moment where we all choose, you know, which director, where to channel, you know, our desire to fitting in the world. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great interpretation of it. I think a lot of people feel left-footed in this world, sort of out of step, and certainly Arthur was that way. And the movie ultimately somewhat is about empathy for people like that, and what happens maybe if we don't treat people with empathy. And I mean, there's a lot going on in the movie, as you know, you saw it, and I don't like to define it too much, but there's a lot you can take away from it.
So how did you start working on it? What was the starting point for you?
The starting point was just saying, okay, what do you know, to do a deep dive on a character like Joker and set it in the real world. And what does that mean? It means running everything through a very realistic lens. So everything we've come to know about Joker over the last how many years we've seen him in comic books and movies, how do you take that and run it through a real lens? So, okay, well, he didn't fall into a vat of acid. That wouldn't turn you white and dye your hair green. Why is his hair green and why is his face white? And why does he have a laugh? So it was like a backwards engineering in a way.
Do you think that him turning into Joker is a defeat or an evolution, or it evolves?
That's a great question. I think it depends on who you are and where you're sitting, meaning you know, how you see it. That's a really good question.
Because, you know...
What did you think it was?
I don't know, because that's in a way, it's impossible not to feel empathetic with him.
Right.
Because what would you have done if you had... had that life.
That's right.
I mean, we struggle with the 50% less of what he went through.
Right.
And we are under, we take pills, antidepressants.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's
a good question.
It's difficult not to understand that maybe, you know, when he's, I don't want to spoil the film, obviously, but when he's really taking the decision of becoming Joker and he's acting on it, when he is explaining why he's doing these things, it kind of makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah. Well, it's interesting because we decided we were going to make a movie about an origin story of a villain where the villain is the hero for the movie, and you love him and root for him until you can't root for him any longer. Now, that point where you kind of stop, where you stop rooting for him is different for different people. You may have rooted for him till the very end, and that's fine. I did too. But some people, there's definitely a line where they turn, and it's just different for everybody.
I like that. Let's end it like that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Todd Phillips,
pleasure
for being
to meet
with
you.
Us with Joker at the 76th Venice National Film Festival.
Thank
and
you.
This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider. Grazie.
Grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.